We're talking now with Grant Simmons. He is a candidate for Sandpoint City Council. Grant, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Well, let's start by getting to know you. Tell us a bit about yourself and how long you've lived here. How did you wind up in Sandpoint? And you can add in stuff about your qualifications to be a city councilor.
Right on. I appreciate that. Been here for 16 years. Lived down on First Avenue for a bit. I was part of the Coldwater Creek, and I had finished up there. Left in 2012, and for about 3 years we weren't here in Sandpoint, but there was this huge gravitational pull to come back. And Cochabamba made that possible. And so currently I'm the VP of Foundry at Cochabamba, which is the strategic consulting arm of Cochabamba. So we have sort of an army of data scientists who work with big brands like, you know, Hulu and ESPN and things like that.
So let's not assume everybody knows what Cochabamba does.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So we enable brands like I had just mentioned to be able to understand the money they're spending on ads relative to the performance on their apps, on their website, on their TV channels, things like that. So we stitch all of that together for them.
It's a marketing analytics firm.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, proceed.
Yeah, thank you. So born originally in Colorado, went to the Air Force Academy, have a BS in systems engineering, political science, a minor in Arabic, have a couple MBAs, one from University of Idaho. Past government experience, I currently serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission for Sandpoint. Been there for about, I guess, 18 months now, and I've been on the Bonner General Health Foundation Board for almost 5 years now. In terms of government service, prior experience, I was a pilot in the Air Force for in a different life. Mm-hmm. But been in Sandpoint for 16 years. Married, three kids, one in high school, one in middle school, one in elementary school. Every kid here has gone through every grade in this town. Huge proponent of LPOSD. They punch way above their weight in terms of quality. I defy a better school, teacher cadre than what they have at Washington Elementary. They've mm-hmm. seen it all. They're the best. Mm-hmm. So I will throw my back in for the school, for the hospital. All my kids were born there. They saved our family members' lives. And when I was tapped to join the board there, I joined, and mm-hmm. for those reasons. And so when I think about this stuff, I think about family, and I think about the opportunities that were made possible for me here. I love this town. Coldwater made it possible. Cochabamba made it possible for me to come back. And if we think about that sort of writ forward, I'm not sure I would have made that decision now. And that's sort of unfortunate, because I think about my kids, and I think about, just the cost of living here. There's no way they can stay here, right? They're going to have to go off and maybe come back. But their hopes of potentially growing a career here like I have, it's going to be tough. So that's one of my, that's definitely one of the things I want to sort of get into.
A plank.
You got it. It's definitely mm-hmm. a plank. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I guess another plank would be, you'll hear a lot of this ostensible talk about kids, but a lot of it's sort of abstract. And what I'd argue is I am the only candidate with kids in this race. And so I see it, live it every day. And you know what? I actually feel really good about that generation. And I think there's a lot of things that folks are thinking about that generation that isn't quite right. But I'm actually really bullish on their future. And so I want to pull for them. And so when I make these decisions, it's largely through the lens of kind of my household and largely the three kids in it.
Well, you kind of answered my next question, but I'll phrase it out anyways. Why are you running for city council?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, I believe this town has amazing opportunity when it comes to growing families. I grew mine here. For growing careers, I grew mine here. For growing your entrepreneurial spirit, for attracting a workforce that's young, hungry, adept, professional, that want to grow their families here, because this is probably the best place in the West. And so if I believe these things and I have the energy, why wouldn't I put my back into this? And so that's why I'm running. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, great. Well, I'm going to ask you about more of your planks or the issues you think
sure.
you're facing the city. But first, the question I'm asking everybody, all the council candidates, is, so how do you think the current city council is doing? If you were to give the current city council and, say, the mayor and the administration a grade from A to F, what grade would you give them?
Right now, B minus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's I don't know, I'm somewhat being flippant about that, but it's sort of some recent, I mean, we could get into some recent stuff that's going on around Traverse. We could talk about a lot of the scuttlebutt that's going on. What I'd largely say is, I think it's important for voters to think about the administration relative to the personnel. And so I think there might be a lot of conflation in terms of recent history relative to a city administrator role, right?
Mm-hmm. So that role being relatively new.
Yep. So the question to me is, does a town this small need a city administrator, right? And I would argue we have, we're a little town, but we got some big-ish problems, and those big-ish problems are getting a little bigger. And it's really important to have continuity and professionalism. And I would argue that that administration layer provides that continuity and professionalism. Because largely my fear is this, if you don't have that layer, there is a lot of opportunity for the politicization of city administration. And to me, that's really what this is. I am hugely in favor of that role. So relative to recent activity, so, well, I guess I'll tell a story, and I'll tell a story relative about Traverse Park. And so the
which is in the news, because as we speak, there's a protest and people being chained to trees there right now.
And there was sort of a fascinating city council meeting on Wednesday, whereby roughly about, I had counted at the beginning about 32 protesters. I think some more had shown up. It wouldn't shock me if there was probably 45 ultimately that had shown up. And most of them wanted to speak, and everybody gets a 3-minute timer. And it unfortunately was shut down. And I don't know whether, I don't think the councilors themselves knew that that was going to happen by the looks on their faces.
It was the mayor decided to not to take
a bad call. It was a bad call. You got to take your lumps, man. Yeah. You got to take them. Mm-hmm. You got to take them. And it's going to be 90 minutes of, you just got to take your lumps. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to do it. Because I tell you what, the thing that didn't make it into the news about that meeting is there's typically some good ideas that come out. Mm-hmm. And even in that meeting, we had a couple of the forestry folks come up, and they had some specific language that they would like baked into the comp plan relative to the protection of heritage trees. And so I was chatting with them, and I said, hey, you know what? Just let's bring this back through planning and zoning. We can certainly bake this in. We're going to need your help on a couple things. We're going to need your help on some pretty specific definitions of what constitutes a heritage tree. But I think once we do that, we're going to be able to bake that in for the protection of those trees, definitely on city property. And I think we've got some really good ideas on how to sort of build in some incentives, some carrots for private folks to protect those trees as well. And so we can work that stuff into the code. And they're like, it's great. So we're going to invite them to the next planning and zoning meeting. Mm-hmm. So a bunch of good came out of that meeting, but you wouldn't read about it, mm-hmm. right? We're going to protect some trees in this town because of that meeting. Mm-hmm. Some real good came of it.
Mm-hmm. That was after the public comment was
denied. So I don't know whether, and I wrote a letter to the editor, and I'll tell you what, it's the only letter to the editor I've written, and I wrote it yesterday relative to that meeting, and it's mm-hmm. this, and I've largely been in support of this current administration. Mm-hmm. I really have. Mm-hmm. I love the meeting that Shelby runs. If you want to see a bad meeting, just watch a county meeting. Mm-hmm. Shelby runs a really professional meeting. Mm-hmm. Say what you want about him. Mm-hmm. That guy runs a really good administration, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. However, boy, was Wednesday a mess. Mm-hmm. It was a mess. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, it was not a good idea.
Okay, well, you've kind of already gotten into some of the issues that are animating you and you think the city faces, but...
I do have a lot of opinions.
Well, you're supposed to, right?
You're
running for city council.
Yeah.
So, next question. Among the myriad issues facing the city at present, what would you consider three of the most important ones?
and it's interesting. With regard to these three, I think we'll probably hear these three probably from most folks. Mm-hmm. But number one, housing affordability. We're not paying chump change at Coachava, right? I've got 9 folks on my team, mm-hmm. 3 of whom would really love to live in Sandpoint and move their families to mm-hmm. Sandpoint, and they can't afford
to. You pay a higher salary than most of the businesses in town.
You got exactly right. Yep. And if we can't do it, then What do the line cooks hope, right? Like just the general sort of staff in, mm-hmm. in Sandpoint, what does it look like? And I quite frankly fear that we're tipping towards, and are we past the tipping point of becoming a resort community where we can't have this kind of entrepreneurial spirit? Mm-hmm. And I hope not. I hope not.
But we aren't so far.
We're not. Just,
you know, yep. A lot of people lose yep. sight of the fact that we have a lot of manufacturing.
No, we
have a lot of entrepreneurial
we got
small
so
businesses here.
Yeah. We got tons of water. Mm. We're between two great electrical grids. We have great resilient folks up here. Mm. We got land. Mm-hmm. We're so blessed. Mm-hmm. We're so blessed. Mm-hmm. So, but housing affordability is okay. the thing that has to get tackled.
Okay.
We can get into the specifics of what to do there here in a minute. But number two is infrastructure and growth management. And I sort of linked those two together. So you think about, I live in the McGovern House, for anybody who's listening, who knows what the McGovern House is. It's the house directly across from Memorial Field, the old 70s Brady Bunch looking place. And we've lived in there since 2016. And it's delightful because it's Grand Central, because teenagers, literally 65 teenagers will come through my house this weekend. Mm-hmm. Yep, guaranteed. And with a football game tonight, it's going to be outstanding. I
this
love it.
This is the house where there's a little area where you can look over the fence.
Yeah, that's the one across the street.
That's the one across the street.
Yeah, that's
okay,
one across
gotcha.
The street. Yeah, that's Jacob and Kelly Bilt's yeah. place, the folks who own
That's UFIT. Taking advantage of your location yep. right there.
Whatever. Yeah. It's I'm not. Folks know where I live. Yeah. So, you know, the sewage plant's right there. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows about the sewage plant. Mm-hmm. And every year we wait mm-hmm. around that thing, it gets more expensive to replace. And mm-hmm. if we think about the fact that if we get like an inch and a half of rain, the water main along Division fills up for a day and a half. Like, we've got some infrastructure problems. So I would say number one and number two are somewhat conjoined, mm-hmm. right? The last one is preservation of identity. There's some special stuff that makes us us, and we have to be really thoughtful of that relative to the two points above. And it should always be a lens in which we pass this stuff through.
Well, let's work our way back here. So yeah. how would you preserve identity here? And I think a lot of people will resonate with that.
Yep.
You know, we're here. A lot of us came here. A lot of us live here now yep. because we like the way this place is, and we feel like we're losing it.
Yeah. So, you know, there used to be a bunch of signs around saying that Sandpoint Point was a walk-in town. Mm-hmm. Sandpoint Point could be a walk-in town down here. Mm-hmm. We could probably figure out a way, and this is probably going to get me in trouble. I think we could probably figure out a way with the multimodal to actually include the granary within a walking district of downtown. Mm-hmm. That's an example, right? Mm-hmm. That preserves Sandpoint. Point. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to be really thoughtful of heritage. We have an unbelievable amount of heritage around here. And it's important to preserve that. And so that can be preserved in a lot of different ways. I gave the planning and zoning example. We are going to protect heritage trees. Mm-hmm. That is one of the things that help make us us. We are a tree town. Driving down Boyer on, like June 15th and seeing that explosion of greenery, mm-hmm. right? That's mm-hmm. a special Sandpoint thing. That's not something I would ever want to risk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's circle back on the very first issue you brought up, housing affordability. Yeah. And my question there would be, first of all, the city council did hear presentations on creation of a housing authority. Do you think that's a good way to go? And then the second part of that question would be, what can the city do to help create affordable housing for the workforce?
Yeah, good news is there's a lot of paths to the top of the mountain here. I think a housing authority is an option. I think there's a lot of risk around a housing authority also. That thing could, if you're not really thoughtful about what sort of gets baked into there, at a really tactical level, and this is why city administration is really dry, is because you have to be really thoughtful of the minutia. Because if you're not thoughtful about it, you create loopholes which create these sort of backward incentives, right? And there's a lot of, you know, go look up Section D housing and all that stuff. There's a lot of weird stuff there's some weird tendrils that can flow out from that sort of thought. Now, mm-hmm. however, there's a lot of places in Idaho where that's worked. And there's some very good examples of it. McCall's got one. There's a couple that aren't resort towns that are actually looking at it. You know, a housing authority makes a lot of sense when you got a workforce that serves the resort. And again, that's not how I want to think of this thing. Mm-hmm. That's very dangerous, mm-hmm. and so a little bit of caution there.
Okay, so not a housing authority. Yep. What What paths would you see?
So I think there's a lot of paths between the city and developers, right? And I think that's ultimately where this sort of has to sit. And there has to be some carrots and sticks baked into the code itself to be able to construct the city into what we want. Now, what I'd say is everybody who's out there who's listening, go read the comp plan, because it's not through city council yet.
The draft of the comp plan.
It's going to make it. There's going to be another public review. There's going to likely be another public workshop. I think we're going to push for that. And it is the 20-year forward-looking vision for Sandpoint. I suggest everybody look at it. If you've got some input still available, please look. Mm-hmm. Because it really is, it's a powerful document that mm-hmm. says this is our identity. Mm-hmm. This is what we're about. This is how we think of businesses. This is how we think of the economics. Mm-hmm. This is how we think of our neighbors, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We've got some great neighbors to
it's
the
really
north.
The guiding planning document for the city.
Yep, and this will be the 20-year vision. Mm-hmm. So suggest folks read it. But there's a lot of stuff in there relative to it could get tied back to the code such that, again, these incentives or guardrails can be baked around the type of housing we need in this town.
Okay, you also brought up infrastructure, which you tied to growth management. Yep. But let's talk about the city streets and sidewalks. And some of them are pretty darn beat up. You know, I drive Pine from Boyer to Division, and there's like ruts. They look hazardous for bicyclists. It's a pretty bad stretch of street there. What's the city doing to ensure maintenance of the streets and expand sidewalks?
Here's going to be a really weird comment, and I just want to say this publicly. The snow removal folks that are run by the city knock it out of the park. Mm-hmm. I can speak for South and sort of North Sandpoint. I traverse it daily in the winter. The last couple years have been amazing, so kudos. However, we live where we live and the streets get torn up. It has to get addressed, and we're going to have to figure out a budget to fix it. Now, I think there's a lot of grant money that's out there that we haven't tapped into. And so I think there's a couple initiatives we could launch to be able to get some help around this stuff. And there might be some matching funds available. I think we could also largely potentially put this on a little bit of the business community. That's going to be unpopular. But we got it. We'd have to, believe me. Yep.
Well, Grant, there's tons more
need
to talk about, but we're running out of time. So my question would be, how can the public find out more about you and contact you?
Yep, you can just look me up on Facebook, Grant Simmons. A bunch of stuff is going to be coming out in the Bee and the Reader. If you want to email me directly, it's going to be brandedfire@gmail.com, and you can reach out direct, and I'm happy to chat.
Okay, Grant Simmons, candidate for Sandpoint City Council. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.